From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Libya's leader Muammar Gaddafi is warning that Libyans will fight against any attempt by the U.S. or other Western nations to impose a no-fly zone over the country. In an interview on Turkish public television, Gaddafi says such measures would simply be an attempt to rob Libya's people of their oil resources and their freedom. The feasibility of a no-fly zone is one of the options to be discussed today at the White House when President Obama meets with his senior advisors. The Senate votes this afternoon on two spending measures aimed at keeping the federal government funded and running through the end of September. Neither is expected to have enough votes to pass. One bill is the GOP measure approved by the House, which would cut nearly $60 billion in spending. The other is a Democratic alternative with just under $5 billion in cuts. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Cuts the deficit in the name of a stronger future, but cuts the most important ways we strengthen our future. It's counterproductive. It's bad policy.
But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it's the Democrats' bill that's bad.
Democrats are going to have to do a lot better than this if we stand a chance of getting our nation's fiscal house in order. Frankly, it's embarrassing.
The House Appropriations Committee has begun work on yet another stopgap spending bill to keep the government running when the current one expires next Friday. GOP Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin has been floating possible ideas for a compromise with Democratic lawmakers over his plan to strip public sector workers in the state of most of their collective bargaining rights. But NPR's David Schaefer says so far the offers have not won over Democratic state senators who are blocking passage of the measure.
Emails released by Walker's office under a Freedom of Information request show that Walker staffers offered to give in a little and allow public employees to keep a few collective bargaining rights in discussions with two Democratic state senators who had reached out seeking a compromise. The governor offered to allow workers to negotiate for pay raises of any amount, instead of limiting bargaining over salary to no higher than the consumer price index. And he offered to continue collective bargaining over worker safety, class size, and a few other issues. The move signals a new willingness by Governor Walker to compromise after publicly saying for weeks that he would not budge on collective bargaining rights. This comes as public opinion polls show Walker's approval rating dropping, as most Wisconsin voters say they oppose his move to take away collective bargaining rights. David Schaefer, NPR News.
Astronauts aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery are preparing to land at the Kennedy Space Center at midday today, wrapping up Discovery's last mission to outer space. At least 36 people are dead in northwestern Pakistan after a suicide bomber detonated a blast during a funeral for the wife of a local leader who has resisted the Taliban. More than 100 others were wounded in the explosion. Witnesses say the bomber was a young man who appeared to be in his late teens. He showed up at the funeral just as it was about to begin near the provincial capital of Peshawar. This is NPR News from Washington. 7 children have died in a fire in a farmhouse in rural Pennsylvania. Investigators say the blaze broke out while the children's mother was in a barn milking cows and their father was taking a nap in a milk delivery truck. Pennsylvania State Trooper Tom Pinkerton.
A 3-year-old ran into the barn where her mother was milking cows, and she alerted her mother to the fact that there was smoke billowing inside of the residence. At that time, the mother ran from the barn, and when she got outside, she saw that their house was on fire.
Pinkerton on NBC's Today Show. Investigators are not yet sure what caused that blaze. The federal government is considering banning new uranium mining on more than 1 million acres of land north and south of the Grand Canyon over the next 2 decades. Arizona Public Radio's Daniel Crocker says it's one of 4 proposals on which regulators are seeking public input this week.
Environmentalist Roger Clark of Grand Canyon Trust supports that option. He's worried about groundwater and Native American sacred sites.
And so why go there? We don't need this. This is not in the national interest.
In 2009, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar put a temporary halt on all new uranium mining claims to better study the issue. The Bureau of Land Management's Chris Horiza estimates some $3 billion worth of mineable uranium is in the area.
It's some of the highest quality ore in the United States. That has been attractive for companies.
The BLM believes the region could potentially support 30 uranium mines. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker in Flagstaff, Arizona.
The suspect in the shooting spree in Tucson, Arizona, set to be arraigned today on dozens of new federal charges. Jared Loftner is accused of killing 6 people and wounding 13 others. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.